This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
We back. We are rocking and rolling. It is noon. Of course, it doesn't matter if you're podcasting it, and we thank you all out there whenever you're downloading the show, day, night, middle of the night, morning, whatever. Make sure you reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, 786-322-1105. So apparently Major League Baseball has all kinds of strict pay cuts for some of the highest paid players in the game. And this is going to be an absolute mess. But, you know, I told you guys this when the Tampa Bay guy went crazy and started talking about it. When you have money in the bank and you don't have to take a risk, you know, you and I have to take risks because we live check to check, month to month. So if we have a chance to work, we try to work because we have to make money. You know, we have to survive. We have to support our families. But these players, if they've got millions in the bank and they're, oh, you're going to cut my pay in how much? You know what? I'll sit out this year. I'll take no money and I'll sit out this year and I'll be back next year when it's healthy and I don't have to take a chance and I don't have to take a risk. And I don't blame a player for doing that. That's your right. You and I would do the same thing. Any player, especially baseball players, if you have the money in the bank and you don't have to risk it, you and I would do it right now. If we had money in the bank, we would be more than fine during this pandemic. Because we'd be hanging out. We're rich. We could stay secluded with our families in our nice homes. Okay? Because we all saw how Cliff Kingsbury is living in Arizona during the draft, right? I could be quarantined in that house forever and never come out. Seriously, I got no problem being in a house like that forever and keep stay away from everything. But I get it with these players, if they have the money and they have the luxury of saying no, that's a beautiful thing. You and I don't have that luxury. You know, we can hold out for a week or two or a month or whatever, but eventually we all have to get back to work because we're all falling behind. And so any chance that we get to work, we're going to work. But these kind of guys, you're a filthy rich model. Okay, you're one of the top five models in the world. And they call you and they say, well, you know, I think we're planning to go to Greece next month for a shoot. And you've got $80 million in the bank from modeling the last couple of years. You've been on every magazine cover, Cosmopolitan, you name it. You're one of the top women in the world. You got $80 million in the bank. Are you going to go to Greece next month? No. You're going to say, you know what, guys? No, I'm sorry, but I don't want to take that risk right now. I don't want to travel. I'm sorry. Why? Because you got 80 mil. Now, if you had $8 in the bank and you're a beautiful model, but you're up and coming and you haven't proven yourself, you're flying to Greece for that shoot. It's just the way it is, man. And that's why it's all selfishness on our part as fans. If you get mad at a baseball player who has the luxury of saying, no, not doing it. Not doing it. You have that luxury, right? Sometimes, not about this situation, but there are situations where you have a luxury and you say, no, I'm not doing it. You know, you pull up to the movie theater and there's 150 people in line. And you say, nah, I'm not doing it. I'm going to go. You know what? I'll take a 15-minute drive over to this theater. There's nobody there, and I'll walk in. You had the luxury. You had your car. You had the time. You go, and you can go see another showing in another place with no line. You don't want to be in a crowded theater. That's your luxury. Baseball players, some of them may have that luxury, man. They got the money in the bank, and they're like, no, I don't need this. I don't need it. And it's funny, right? To say, oh, you know, yeah, no, I don't need to make this $5 million. Oh, I mean, $5 million to you, you were supposed to make, you know, let's say $16 million, and they cut your pay to a third, and you're only going to make five, but you've got $142 million in the bank already. So to you, to risk for that five, you're like, forget that, bro. I don't even need that five.
Looking at the statistics, it's the 20 million guys are going to fall, I think, to 5.6 mil.
Right.
You know, 30 millions, they're the one, they're going to fall to like six.
A 20 million guy probably has $100 million in the bank.
Right.
So why is he going to play for 5 million?
The risk reward.
It's not worth
it. And like we had talked about a little bit, the fact that you could get something and never be the same physically.
Right.
Your lungs affected. In all honesty.
You may lose your career.
You know what? Forget the career. Being winded every time.
Standard of living, right.
Being winded every time you've got to walk two or three flights of steps.
Yeah, you're right.
Not being able to chase the kids at the park.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you know what? This on the table is not worth it, man.
Right. For a guy like that, it's not worth it. But the problem is Joe Fan puts himself in his shoes, but not really in his shoes. So, well, how can you turn down $5 million? I could use $5 million. Yeah, but you're not him. He's got $140 million in the bank. Why is he going to play for five? He doesn't. You know why he doesn't care about the five? Mizuno's giving him 2.5 anyways this year. And Spalding's giving him another 3. So he's still making money. That 20 million guy. Oh, and here's the caveat to all of this that people haven't talked about yet, and they will. So your baseball, your sport is rounding the drain, okay? You are just going downhill. Every sport is passing you. The MLS is the next sport that's going to pass you here in the next 10 years, okay? Now you're going to come back from a lockout. I'm not from a lockout, from a pandemic. And you're not going to have fans in the stands. It's a shortened season, and you may be missing some of your stars. Wow. So baseball's boring and slow to young people. Now Mike Trout sits out. That's not good. So you may be losing out on some of your stars in baseball now because of that. Because, again, a $20 million guy, you cut him down to five, and he's got tons of money in the bank. This is not a big deal turning it down. To him, actually, I would have to say he's probably loving this. That he gets to turn it down because he gets to rest the rest of the year. He gets to enjoy the holidays with his family. He doesn't risk, you know, picking up COVID or passing it on to a family member and maybe even killing an older family member, which, my Lord, anybody that has that burden, can you imagine any of us that we ended up getting one of our grandparents sick and we killed them? I can't imagine the people that have to live with that. But anyway, you go, that person is loving life, that they don't have to make the measly $5 million and risk all that. Now they get to hang out, their bodies rest, their bodies re-energize, they're with their family, they're safe, their families are safe, they're through the holidays, they have not one financial worry whatsoever. Unlike you and I, they don't. They're in a different level. And they're in a level that you and I would love to be a part of. But it's just not normal. That's just not the way it goes. 786-322 1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105. You can reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there. Let's see what else. I was running late today. My dog broke chain. Had to chase him around the hood. That's not fun, King Short. That's a strong dog, by the way, breaking the chain. Damn. It's a big-ass dog there, too. Damian Lillard loves, I love, but he's acting like a punk. So Tommy Italian says, yes, I agree. Drago Vite says, I need a vape pen. Those stores are open, right? Yes. VSS West Pines is open. They've got all kinds of vape pens. They got every vape pen in the book, pretty much. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but seriously, they've got like a sick collection. So, Draco, go over there, 12397 Pembroke Road, and make sure you tell them that we sent you, okay? Troy Ortiz says, Dane is not acting like a punk. He doesn't want to waste his time playing in a meaningless game. What's wrong with that? Well, he put himself in a meaningless game. So it's his responsibility to play in those meaningless games because everybody else is going to do it. So he put himself, that's my point, Troy. Don't complain about being in a meaningless game. His ass put himself there, just like when they choked last year in the playoffs. That's on him and CJ McCollum. You can't take all the praise and then never get any of the criticism. And you can't always want all the praise and never take any responsibility. And what Dane Lillard is doing is acting like a little bitch because everybody's got to play under the same rules. And so if a game you think is meaningless, why? Because you don't have a shot for the playoffs, but other people do. That's why I'm saying if it's wrong, when the way he's thinking is wrong. It's selfish. Because everybody's got to play under the same rules. Nobody's mistreating Dane Lillard, okay? Draco says, I was transplanted last year. I have to wear a hazmat suit. Miami fan for life 305 says, I don't see anyone else doing what Dane is going to do, but there may be others. Who knows? Well, and then they'll look like Scottie Pippen also. Super Boom Shack says, all companies have had layoffs or pay cuts. These people need to chill and be thankful. So, there you go. SpaceX launched today at 4:33. I know. You know, I was going to tell you something. I thought about it last night, and I was going to call you. I was going to call you and tell you, come here early today, and we do the show from like 7 to 10. Then we take off to Cape Canaveral to go see SpaceX take off.
You know what? Because we haven't had a road trip since UFO.
But we won't.
Guess what my answer would have been?
Yes. Because we wouldn't have like been with anybody.
No.
We would have just gone in the car, go see the launch, and
do
then
our
drive
usual
right back.
Get out, maybe put some gas in the car.
Right.
You know, gloves,
it.
Blah. I got my spray.
I always have my gloves anyways. Even before this.
I'm using my mechanic gloves, and I have my Lysol 99 kill fabric spray that I put on it every time.
I've never done that. I've never gone to Cape Canaveral for a launch.
The closest I've been, obviously, you know, I was living up in Martin County.
Right, yeah.
And I had just pulled up. That's when I was working those three part-time jobs.
Well, you're probably close enough to see it there.
Bro, I run into Halsey and Griffith, okay, my office supply delivery place, and everybody's like coming out. I'm like, what are they? It's like the Challenger. Oh my God. I run and punch in, come out. We're standing in front and watch the Challenger, bro. Yeah. Man. I'm getting goosebumps right now. It's just like,
yeah, I remember
and it
that
just,
day.
Yeah, man. Wow.
I remember that
yeah.
day.
That was,
yeah. I wanted to go
but
see
to
that.
Be there. I, from
wouldn't
what
that
I've
been
heard,
cool?
Because we had the contract, my Uncle Steven and company, we had the contract up in Cocoa Beach.
Yeah.
And the guys would talk about, if it's the right rock, you know, man, you could feel it. And it just, I mean, the ground. It,
and this is Elon Musk's rocket. because it's the first private rocket.
Is he sending another Tesla car with the little spaceman in it?
No, I don't think there's no Tesla car this time around. Yeah. But the first privately owned crew spacecraft is going up, the Falcon 9, tonight.
What time?
Today. Somebody put, what time did you guys put? 4:33, I think somebody put. Super Boom Shack says SpaceX launch today at 4:33. So, I mean, I'll be watching it. Dennis Akers says, I live about 20 minutes from Nassau. You lucky bastard. Damn it. I'm up here in Melbourne. It won't go up today. It's pouring up here. Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Are we in play for tomorrow?
Alan D says, it's lightning pretty bad here today. I would not waste a trip. It's unlikely launch today. All right.
Are we in play? wait.
Oh, no, but
we got field trips.
We got field trips. And we got the broadcast tomorrow. So we can't. Although we could go a little earlier to Toyota. I mean, I don't think they would mind if we... If it's at 4, all we need is, what, 2 hours to get to, 2.5 hours, 3 hours to get to Cape Canaveral?
From Lauderdale?
Yeah, from Hollywood?
Yeah, maybe three and a half.
I don't think it's that long, 3.5, really?
Yeah, man. They're past Melbourne.
Yeah. You're right. It'll probably be 3 hours. Okay, so if we leave at noon, you're there at 3. If it takes off at 4, we got plenty of time.
So start at 9?
Yeah. You know, that might be something. We could do that tomorrow. We could do a earlier broadcast, a special broadcast tomorrow.
Straight up, to do anything, to just do something. Because, you know, what have we been doing? Work and home.
That's it.
The only place I go is maybe a drive-through and the gas station to put gas in the car.
Alan D says closer to 3 hours. I'd go to Miami pretty often. Okay. So there you go. So if we're in Hollywood, it's 2:45. Okay.
You let me know, man. I'm game.
Well, I won't let you know until we find out today what happens if they take off or not. And then we got to find out when they reschedule tomorrow, what time do they reschedule? Because I don't even know. Will they reschedule again late in the afternoon? Why would you you know what? Now that I think about it.
I would take the afternoon out of play with thunderstorms and go at
Florida.
8, 9 o'clock at night.
No, or the morning. It should have been a morning flight.
No, but you could have morning showers. It does happen.
But it's a better chance to take off in the morning than it is in the afternoon in Florida.
But this is your first blah. You want to, man, put it at night. Let us see that red, orangey, fiery
but
ball.
Afternoon in Florida in the summer is, you're dead in the water, bro.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying make it at 8, 9 o'clock at night. It'll even be more spectacular.
Yeah, but then we get home late.
Like we've
it's about
never,
us, bro. Like not about them.
Like we've never done that before. doing Tampa up and back on a concert night and getting in here at 5 in the morning.
I got it. I'm telling you, man. I really would like to go see the shuttle take off. I think that would be a really cool thing to do. So we'll see.
I'm in.
Yeah, King Short says raining in Carolina all week. Yeah, man. We've had our share of rain down here too. Although you guys in the Carolinas have had a lot worse than us in the last year. All right, 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. And if you have any tips, by the way, for us, if we do go, pass it on, especially those of you that live in the area. Tommy Italian 305 chiming in again on the Super Chat. Well, Tommy Italian is asking, what do you think about the NBA trying to implement 1-16 seeds instead of East and West brackets? Also, what's the Heat's chances, Big O? The Heat have no chance to win a title, if that's what we're talking about. Come on, man. Let's just be honest. They're not better than Boston. They're certainly not better than Milwaukee. And they're not better than the Lakers and the Clippers. So we all know that they're not going to beat those kind of teams probably in a 7-game series. So let's just put them out of that. But do they have a chance of advancing maybe a round or something? Sure they do. Why not? Man, they got a shot overall. This is a year where I'm with a lot of people that say, you know what, you want to throw one of 16 seeds and throw them all together and just let it play out. What the hell? Why not? It doesn't matter. I wouldn't mind trying that out, okay? Who knows? We might end up with a Lakers-Clippers NBA Finals, which probably would be the best thing for fans because those are the two best teams in the NBA. If we're going to be honest now, okay? All right? You know, I'm an Eastern guy being a Heat guy and a Sixers guy before that, and obviously I'll pull for Milwaukee if they make it to the Finals because Giannis is a good dude. Plus, winning might be the last thing he needs to say, you know what? Yeah, I've done everything I need to do in Milwaukee. I'm out of here. No more brats and beer. I'm out of here. So maybe that's what he does. But this is the one year where if you wanted to throw all 16 seeds together, Tommy Italian, 305 for life, do it, bro. Why not? Let's have some fun with it, man. It's, again, it's an adjustment. It's just one of those things this year.
When I saw that, the first thing that went through my head, is the league trying to tweak to possibly make the final a Clipper-Laker final? You know, just is there a scenario? We could do this. We've talked about it. Yeah. Well,
but this is a scenario that's been talked about for years.
I know.
On just it because just, the weakness in one and conference to another,
circumstances.
The cycles, yeah, that go. And so right now there's been such a weak cycle in the Eastern Conference that a lot of people have been bringing that up for years. That, hey, you know, the Western Conference 9th, 10th, 11th teams are better than the bottom ringer Eastern Conference playoff teams.
And in a lot of years, they're absolutely right.
And they're right. And so, you know, maybe this is the year where you can just throw everybody in there and experiment with it. And it's not because there's an agenda. It's just because, hey, man, this is the kind of year you can try something like that because it's an abbreviated thing.
Yeah.
There's already an asterisk.
There's
in
factors,
everything.
There's factors already that have skewed things so out of whack.
So what the hell? What would it be like if all 16 seeds were playing each other? What would it be like? This is the one year you can actually find that out for the hell of it, and it doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, right.
Come on, man. Look, if you're Milwaukee, Boston, the Lakers, or the Clippers, you still have the same shot at the title. Okay? So,
just thinking from the league standpoint to pull a Clippers-Lakers series.
Yeah.
Finale.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Ooh, is there a way that we could tweak this to make this actually happen?
Yeah. Let me address something. I've kind of stayed away from some of this, but, man, it's built up so badly the last couple of days. And there's a saying, and it is so true, that you don't know what somebody else is going through unless you're walking in their shoes. You've all heard that saying, right? And you cannot relate with anybody that is Jewish if you're not Jewish and you've never dealt with anti-Semitism. If you're not gay, you don't know what it's like, how people look at you differently, how they treat you differently, because you're not gay. And if you're not black, then you don't know what driving while black is. You have no idea. You don't know what it's like that people look at you and they're intimidated or afraid. And you've never met them. You've never said anything. They're just looking at you. They're just crossing the street. And they're avoiding you. They're afraid of you. Nobody knows what it's like, because you've never been black in a car and stopped by a cop. And the beauty of technology is that, well, it's beautiful and it's really ugly. Because unfortunately, it's beautiful that we get to catch people and we get to see them for what they are. And we get to expose what's been going on in our society for ever. And because 20, 40, 100 years ago, there was no video. and it was he said, she said. And so you really didn't ever get a feeling for anything. And if you had a bias, you already made your decision on what happened. And you assumed what happened. First of all, we've got the George Floyd situation, where the four officers now have been fired, which, again, in Minnesota, that was murder, what happened there to George Floyd. That was not police brutality. That was murder. So I'm hoping that charges are brought up, specifically with the officer with his knee on the throat. That guy needs to be charged with murder. That guy needs to be charged with a crime. That guy needs to be found guilty. That guy needs to serve serious jail time. Okay? But again, the video is the sad part that we have to watch it. It's the fantastic part that we get to expose it. Because when you're watching that video and you're hearing that man say, "I can't breathe," over and over again, and people are telling that officer, and you're in control of the situation, just like the other gentleman that was shot too a year ago, year and a half ago, by the two cops that were clearly, they had him pinned down. He wasn't going anywhere. This gentleman was pinned down too. He wasn't going anywhere. And there are other officers there. You can hold them in place without putting a knee in their neck and stopping them from breathing, which, again, of course, you killed the man. You killed the man. That was murder. That wasn't an accident. That was murder. And I hope they, and I hope that that's how they treat these guys from here on out. Now, we had a couple of other video situations. First of all, we talked a little bit about it. The white woman, Amy Looper, who works for Franklin Templeton. And let's play the sound, first of all, of Amy and Christian Cooper, who was in Central Park birdwatching when he sees Amy and her Cocker Spaniel. And in that part of the park, you have to have the dog under leash. So he was addressing her and saying, "Hey, your dog has to be under a leash," which, you know, listen, you never know. You might get bitten by any dog. You know what I'm saying? Right, Bill? Anyway, so Amy sees Christian filming her. And she loses her cool about all of this because he apparently was trying to give the dog snacks to, you know, to kind of, you know, because owners hate that. So maybe that would force her to like put him on a leash. And so she's dragging this dog, by the way. She's mistreating the hell out of this dog. And now she addresses Christian Cooper, the black man that is in Central Park.
"Stop. Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
And I'm taking a picture calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm in a ramble, and there is a man, African-American, he has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park, he is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my... I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man into the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the ramble. I don't know."
Thank you.
So first of all, the fact that she uses the color of the man, because she could just say, "I'm being threatened by a man." But the fact that she brings up the color already shows where her heart and her hate is, okay? And Amy Lee, by the way, she put out a, I'm tired of reading these racist apologies. You know, the only thing they're ever ashamed of or apologized for is that they got caught. That's all it is. And thank the Lord that Christian Cooper filmed every bit of this thing. Because, remember, if there's only audio, And, oh, I'm being threatened by a black man. Guess what happens? She was using that as a weapon. Oh, I'm going to call the cops and tell them a black man is threatening me. So she was already threatening Christian Cooper with his color, using it against him because she assumes already that, hey, you know, black people aren't going to be given a fair shake. You know that, right, Christian? So I'm going to call the cops on you because you know how black people get treated by the cops. She's already using the cops as a weapon against a guy that is not threatening her. I mean, it shows you what she is right from Jump Street. It shows you what she's all about in that moment there. And so she's threatening him. And then you hear the hysteria at the end of that phone call, like if she's physically being assaulted. Imagine if there was only audio. All the racist people just hear that audio clip, dude, and they're frying that guy. They want him in jail forever, and how can he be on top of her and assaulting her and her poor dog and this and that? And you would have, if there was no video, you would have never seen her mistreating her dog, acting like a racist freaking bitch that she is, like maniacal. I mean, Franklin Templeton. This is like a manager at Franklin Templeton. This is somebody with authority at that place. First they suspended her, and then they fired her. And the place where she adopted this Cocker Spaniel, they took the dog away also, which was, thank the Lord.
I was going to say, looking at the film, the dog's not a very big fan of hers.
No, I mean, the dog, it's...
He's trying to do everything to snap from the leash and get away.
Yeah. Anybody, by the way, if you're watching over there in New York, if that Cocker Spaniel needs a home, I'll adopt it. So bring it down. Okay? If that dog service needs it, come on down. I will adopt that dog in a heartbeat, and we will give it a loving home here in the Owsley Gary home. Like, that'll be our fifth dog. Okay, she can't take care of one. We'll happily take care of five, and take care of it. Okay, because I can't stand watching, you know, that abuse.
So right now you got plenty of food for it.
Yeah, but definitely. I mean that bitch, man. I tell you, that was disgusting. But this is why we have to understand other people. Okay, when it's a woman dealing with sexism, that she deals with it all the freaking time, we have to understand people. Now, I know we can't trust everybody, okay? So we understand that there are gold diggers, and there's Jussie Smollett, and there's all kinds of things that just, you know what I'm saying? I know that there are people that are not doing the right things out there, and they expose people the wrong way, like Jussie Smollett, like this lady, like gold diggers. I get all of that, okay? So we can't trust her. But we have to have more understanding of everybody, man. Because everybody goes through some kind of bias. You might be fat and you deal with a bias, okay? You might be ugly and you deal with a bias. You might be too tall and you deal with a bias. Believe it or not, you don't realize it. You know what I mean? But there's a lot of people that have to deal with all kinds of biases in this world. Because unfortunately, we have way too many people that are not willing to treat everybody equally and look at everybody equally and treat them for what they are, human beings. I got to say one thing that stood out to me in the Christian Cooper video. And you guys can watch it for yourself. Christian Cooper, my man. You are awesome, dude. That guy's 57 years old. Did anybody watch that? If you watch the video, Christian Cooper, my man, you look like you're 40, bro. You look like you're 35, maybe.
Props to you, dude. Wow. Holy crap. I should have picked up bird watching as a hobby. Is that keep you young? Holy moly. That dude, like, he looks great, man. That was the one thing I saw in that video that was the positive out of it. One, Christian Cooper was really smart to film. Okay, so we can set up this racist-ass bitch who, by the way, lost her job. Thank the Lord. Okay? And here's the other thing. For you racist idiots out there, or for, like, animals like the Ripley woman that are... I just want all you idiots out there, you know that there's cameras everywhere? Do you understand that? Do you understand that your cell phone gets pinged everywhere you go? From one tower to another? You know that there's street cameras everywhere? There's house cameras now everywhere? Businesses have cameras? Do you realize that they're going to catch you doing whatever it is you're doing? I mean, you've got to literally be in the desert for nobody to film you. Okay? Like in the desert where there are no cell towers, no nothing, and maybe you can get away with something there. And having said all that, Nassau may have a satellite up there that may actually just zoom down and catch your ass too. I just want to tell the, you know, just evil people out there, just want you to know that there's video and digital imprints of anything and everything you do.
Don't clue them in. Oh, we want them outed.
I mean, it's like... Like that woman is drowning her kid, and it's like, do you think there's not cameras watching you do all of this? And eventually all the cameras came out, because then all you got to do is trace the steps. And then that house camera, that light camera, this camera. Eventually, it's just. It's
nice little puzzle that gets put together piece by piece.
Right. You know, and there you are acting like a racist bitch. And here's this guy filming you, and you could tell that she was so comfortable in her racist ways that she's being filmed and she thinks it's normal. That's the amazing part. Then we go from that problem in New York City to Minneapolis, and we have a couple of young black guys who own a business and are tenants in a building, or apparently a building that has a gym. And so they're there in the gym working out, and there's this old white guy that, well, I guess he doesn't like working out in the same gym with black guys, right? So he was bothered by the black guys in the gym. Let's play the racist white dude.
What'd you say we can't do?
I'm Tom Austin. I'm a tenant in the building.
Okay.
Are you?
We're all tenants in this building.
What office?
Don't worry about that. We're not saying
what office?
So we have an office here, and this guy came accusing us we can't be here.
What office are you in?
That don't worry about that. We don't have to tell you anything.
Calling 911 now.
Go ahead.
There you go. And again, because they're black. So the white guy sees a couple of black guys. Are they supposed to be here? Black guys can't afford to be in this building. Are you a tenant here? Yeah, we're tenants here. And then what? Oh, you're the cops? We're supposed to show you that we're tenants? Get the hell out of here. Again, this is the kind of stuff, it's beautiful that it's all caught on video. Because... This exists, a lot of it. Oh, and sadly, in today's environment, it comes out a lot more. Okay? And listen, maybe that might be a good thing about how the environment has turned out lately. Because now these people are racist and openly stupid, and this allows us to record them, expose it, and educate people. That's all. Because, you know, Amy Lee's sitting there going, oh, I feel terrible how I acted. No, you don't. You don't feel terrible. You feel terrible that they caught you. That's all it is. And you can't believe that America is pissed at you now because they saw you on video and how disgusting you acted and how you actually tried to inflame a situation that needed nothing whatsoever because you were the only one that was wrong here. You were the only one that was acting like a disgusting human being. And I use human being very loosely with Amy Lee, okay? Because the way she was treating that dog.
You know what I want to see?
A break?
I want to see, besides that, the New York City Police Department arrest her for making a false 911 call and trying to file a false police report.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she filed a false police report, but maybe the other thing.
Well,
I don't know.
The cops come out. If they get involved and it's for nothing, you can be charged.
It's disgusting what she did. Seriously. Absolutely disgusting what she did.
Now, it's up to you because we're only 17 minutes away from just, another hour, continuous, nonstop, no breaks.
Miami Kid J says, Big O, these people have been enabled from the top. That's why they think and get away with this. Exactly. And that's why we'll keep recording them and we'll keep exposing these kind of people. And then hopefully we could get to a world where we actually act like decent human beings with each other. Chris De La Cruz says, I really can't stand people like this bitch. Tommy Italian 305 says, pure bitch. Matthew Walker says, I hope all these cops that killed George Floyd get the death penalty. They deserve it. They killed that guy. They killed George Floyd. That's murder, bro. Murder. I bet her dog thinks about running away every day. I just want to save that dog, man. And I'm glad that the service went and got that dog. I felt terrible for that dog, man. Wow. Sunday PM showers at SBI were fun, a more gentle version of Earl's Hideaway with a better view. Okay. NorCal says, if there was a God watching over us, women like that one in the park would be gone from this earth. Yeah, she's an evil bitch. Big O, some of these people get enabled from the top. Alexa, I love doggies. I couldn't adopt 40. Oh, I could adopt 40. Yeah, me too. Me too, Alexa. I could adopt 40. I mean, my wife already was like, when we pushed it to 4, she was like, But anyway, I love it that it would be nice that a breed of dog, I have one here. Yeah, they are great breeds. You're right about that. Let's see. Lots of people like that out there, Big O. Unfortunately, you're right, my friend. Big O, the pooch can be part of the crew. Yeah, man, definitely. I got to bring up Flash. I haven't brought up Flash. Maiden I can't bring up because Maiden is too big. She's too out of control. She'll get crazy in here. Glad her ass got fired. How come nobody's talking about the other cops that allowed that crap to happen? Well, all four of them, bro, charge. They need to be charged. Well, they were all four fired, Tommy. So that's the good thing. They did fire all four of them. Big old racism needs to be eradicated completely, but let's not think that the black race isn't racist towards white people. Sucks both ways. Well, there's racism in every way, shape, and form, bro. Of course. But, William, think about it. If you're black and you're constantly, for hundreds of years, being, mistreated by the white guy, what do you expect? So yeah, of course there's some racism in every level and in every color and in every religion and, all of that. I mean, listen, William, you're not Latin, but just ask Latin people. There is bias amongst Latin people from one Latin culture to another that they dislike. Okay? So yeah, there's bias everywhere. But again, it's understandable why sometimes you get that reaction from the black community. If you've been mistreated like this for that long, and luckily, again, for audio and video purposes, we're now seeing things
that have been happening for 100 years. That phone call from that lady at Central Park, that phone call has happened, and innocent black guys have gone to jail because of that phone call, because there was no video that tied to it. So if there's only a hysterical white woman, the black guy is screwed. You know that, and I know that. So don't be surprised when, you know, when the black community is not happy with the white community. You know, there's a reason. Oh, thank you for the discussion about race and identity. Too bad it's technology giving us some justice rather than people caring for others. I hope they get thrown under the jail. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. But this allows us to expose it, to educate, so then people can actually start to do the right things. Here's where, you know, I can pick on millennials and Generation Zs a lot. For a lot of things, I can pick on them. I was having, you know, fun with them the other day on the soft approach that we have to take with millennials and Generation Zs nowadays. But I'll give you something that I believe millennials and Generation Zs have over all of us, prior generations. They are actually more accepting of each other. Okay? So they're more...
That's true. That is true.
Oh, that's, yep. I know it's true. It's 1,000% yep. true. They're more accepting of colors, of sexes, of religion, of sexual preferences. They are less at looking at you for your nationality, for your sex, for your sexual orientation. They try not to put labels on you. That is actually something really good that young people have going on that I will give them a lot of credit for that they have over us. Okay? So, I mean, the progress is being made. Let's not make it sound like while we still have the Amy Lees of the world, okay, we have the stinking racists of the world. All right? Let's just, obviously. But we're still idolizing Michael Jordan, and Beyonce can have success, and Jay-Z can be dominant, and Obama can get elected. So let's not make it sound like we aren't making some progress. We are making some progress. You know what I mean? Because there are some of us that did vote for a black president. You know what I mean? So the country can't be racist if it votes for a black president. Now, do we have racism in our country? Yes. Are they the majority? No. But they're the loud minority. That's the problem. Because train wrecks are loud. You know? There wasn't any talent really on the Jersey Shore. But somehow or another, Snooki and company got famous. Because it's a train wreck. That's just the way life is. You know? We gravitate to train wrecks. That's our thing. But we have made progress. So don't tell me that we haven't made progress, because I know we've made progress. And young people deserve a lot of credit. Millennials and Generation Zs deserve a lot of credit for that progress, because they are changing the way people are thinking. But again, this takes decades to turn over. You know? Because the old geezer, that geezer that's easily late 50s, 60s, okay? And for a 50s geezer to say that, yeah, you know, I can say geezer to one geezer. That old 50s, 60s geezer in the that's old thinking, man. But that old thinking has to die out. And we have to get to the point where the millennials and Generation Zs are 60s and 70s years old. And then all the people behind them will obviously... It'll be a completely different world then. You know what I'm saying? Because minorities, women, gays, blacks, whatever, they're all going to have better opportunities down the line because these younger generations are more accepting. So we are making progress. Okay? So in this ugly discussion, because we have ugly people in a Minneapolis gym,
cops in Minnesota and a disgusting white woman in Central Park, that they are not our majority. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I refuse to give them any kind of pleasure or anyone else to say they represent a majority of America. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, hey, I want to tell you about Murias Dental. We love talking about Eric Murias and company, his family. They do an excellent job. We're talking about a family-oriented business. Call them. Listen, if you're in pain right now, 305-821-0231. Go to the website, MudiasDental.com. I've experienced it for myself now for a long time. So if you've got a cavity, you've got a root canal you need, whatever, if you're in pain right now, discomfort, let's call Murias Dental, 305-821-0231. If you're looking for an implant or Invisalign, you want to start finding out more about that, tell them that Big O sent you. Call Eric Murias, 305-821-0231 for MudiasDental.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.